A new report by the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank, finds that nearly half of transgender people in the U.S. say they have been mistreated by a health provider. In the poll, transgender patients said they were often refused medical care, and they reported instances of physical or verbal abuse. For more, we're joined by Calvin Gilbert, a nurse practitioner at Lion Martin Health Services in San Francisco. Calvin identifies as transgender, and welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, long before you were a medical provider, you were a patient. Can you share a little bit what that was like for you as a trans person?
You know, when I was younger, and I think it's hard for any patients, regardless of your gender identity, to advocate for yourself within the healthcare system can be very intimidating, especially when I was in my 20s. If I had a negative experience with someone, for example, I was trying to schedule a colonoscopy, actually, and it had nothing to do with my gender identity or sexuality. But I found that the gastroenterologist was asking some really unnecessary questions about my sex life and specific sexual activities, actually. And I ended up canceling the procedure as a result because I didn't feel comfortable or safe being put under with this person. And so I ended up putting that off for quite a few years.
Wow. Now, you, of course, you have these experiences as a patient. You're now a medical provider, a nurse practitioner inside the healthcare system. Are you seeing some of these challenges from the inside as a provider?
Definitely. I hear a lot about how different it is to be able to show up to an appointment and feel comfortable talking to the person that, you know, you're supposed to trust to help take care of you, and that people have withheld medical information with other providers or at other clinics because they haven't felt safe being completely honest about everything that's going on for them. And it's unfortunate because not all of these folks saw people who, you know, are transphobic or trying to present barriers to care for our community. It's often just a lack of education or, you know, minimal experience. And I think that the biggest problem is there is not a dialogue ongoing within the medical community where people always feel okay to say, I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience with this. And that can come off in a lot of different ways during an appointment with a patient that might lead to them dropping out of care.
Now, there has been, as you know, in much of the country, a notable cultural shift around gender identity, understanding of it, the public conversation about it. Have things changed for the better, in your view, in the last few years, the last decade or so?
I think as a whole, absolutely. The fact that for some, at least some of the country, you know, there are areas where transgender people actually have, you know, multiple options of where to go to access healthcare. And my hope is that as people start to become more open to learning about transgender healthcare and, you know, offering those services within their clinic, that they don't get stuck into the binary, because I think the concept of being transgender came into focus more that a lot of people can understand it as long as they are thinking about someone going from X to Y, from A to B or whatever, and not seeing those spaces in the middle where there's actually a lot of us are hanging out there and would you know, want to make sure that providers leave room to, I think, like, support evolutions within their patient's identity, and that it's not necessarily just a different gender binary, that it might be a different space entirely.
Yeah, I understand. Calvin, one last question for you. You have been, I mean, you've been living this issue of being a transgender person in the medical system, as a patient in the medical system, as a nurse practitioner on the other side of the medical system, does it ever get too much?
The short answer is yes. My only reason for going to school was to be able to provide gender affirming care because of the care that I had been receiving and friends and acquaintances had been receiving. And then coming out to San Francisco to start working at a clinic where the majority of my patients are trans identified, I burnt out after almost 3 years, and I had to step away for a moment. I had to take a little space and try and figure out how to do this in a more sustainable way so that I can continue to show up for our community, because it is hard to hear about people's struggles, but it's also a huge motivating factor in my life.
And how do you sustain this?
I like to do triathlons. I recently got into picking up people's discarded redwood and building things with it. So I'm trying to have some hobbies outside of work, because as a lot of people in the healthcare field can probably relate, it's very easy to end up putting in, you know, 16-hour days every day and kind of lose track of everything else going on in your life. So making sure to get some fresh air, take your lunch breaks when you can, stay hydrated. All those little things can definitely add up.
That's Calvin Gilbert, a nurse practitioner at Lion Martin Health Services in San Francisco. Thanks, Calvin, for taking the time.
Thank you for covering this really important topic, Scott.